Welcome to Gardening Talk back on to When You Are FM. Greg Richard, joined once again by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back, Judy.
Yeah, great to be here, Greg. It's been up and down, hasn't it?
It has been. Well, we were both missing last week.
Yeah, we were, for good reasons.
For good and different reasons, very different reasons.
Well, I know mine was, you know, what everyone else had was flooding, but, you know, it was an emergency, wasn't it? You had to stay home and get the towels out and, yeah, so...
Well, we're both getting towels out again for different reasons. What have you got for us today, though, Judy?
Oh, I've got quite a few things, embiddying orchids to talk about, pruning. We're on the cusp now, aren't we? Mm. We're very close to winter.
Oh, it's feeling very close.
Very close.
So, yesterday morning was quite chilly.
Oh, it was. So, but, you know, we have got quite a few jobs to do that I'd love to see the gardeners getting back out there now. I mean, obviously... They've all been inside, you know, hunkered down like we all were. Yeah. So, yeah, sweet peas need some action. Spring bulbs need some action. So what about chilies? Is it planting chilli time yet?
Is it?
Oh, hey,
well, I've still got mine growing. I actually got to go check and see if they're still there.
Well, you can grow them all year round.
Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I might have to actually check them tomorrow or this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I've given you the hint now, see? Yeah.
Completely forgot about them. And we've got Glenys from Merriweather, and they've got a question about roses.
I do.
Glenys, how are you going with all this dreadful weather? I mean, everyone's been covered by it, but yeah. Merriweather, we've had a lot, haven't we?
We have, but where I live, it's just I'm just very lucky. So I feel sorry for anyone that's been impacted, and my heart goes out to them, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has been really bad. So, Glenys, what's your problem with your roses?
Look, just before, I've got three lovely roses in my front garden, which is very a really old house with a lovely cottage garden. I've got these three lovely pink roses. Before we got the rain, they were all just about, had a heap of new buds on them, all just about to come out. And then the grasshoppers got into them, I think.
Oh, right.
I think. Look, you know, like one was fine, but the other one's just been eaten by something. I can only presume it's the grasshoppers, and they also like geraniums, so they had a go at them as well. But my question is, then we got the rain, so now they look terrible, and I know you don't prune them till July, or is it June?
No, it's July, well and truly into July.
Yeah, so do I just leave them the way they are, or...?
Well, Glenys, I actually did give mine a prune during the rain, not... you know, on a drier day, because you're not pruning now till virtually the end of July, and I'm absolutely amazed through all the weather how many buds I've got. But I did hit them with sudden impact after I pruned them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, so, if you got your... well, it's not raining today. Good day. Go out and get your secateurs out today.
Yes, I can do that. They just look really... especially because they've half eaten, they just look like I feel like I need to cut them back.
Not too severe though. Not too severe now.
Okay, I won't do too severe. I will restrain myself and then put sudden impact.
Sudden impact. That's what I used, and boy oh boy, mine have budded up very quickly, but. You know, a lot of people will be saying at home, oh, what are they pruning roses this time of year for? Because, Glenys, a lot of people do think they've got to prune in June, but it's far too early.
Yeah, I thought it was. It's really July, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And but those grasshoppers, boy, oh boy, it's a wonder they were out in all the weather.
Oh, they just hate them. And the cat used to love them, but she's too old for running around after them anymore. She used to pull the legs off them and then bring them into the house. Or she used to actually, and I used to find, honestly, I've got lace curtains in my house because it's an old house, and I used to find them on the lace curtains all dead and dried up. But, you know, she brings them inside, you know, because look what I've got. And then she'd pull the legs off him, which is great, but, you know, a bit of cruel. look, she's too old for that now. So, yeah, grasshoppers. Yeah, look, I can only presume it's grasshoppers, but I'm pretty sure it is because I do see them out there.
Yeah, well, and, you know, if they've eaten the roses and the geraniums, they must have been very hungry, which
I suppose
in the weather you can understand that they're starving probably. But anyway, go to somewhere else where there's no roses.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep telling them, but they don't listen. So with the grasshoppers, what can I spray the roses with anything?
Yeah, you can, as long as we're not getting rain coming up. Have you got any Malathon?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, Malathon, they don't like that. If you can get it on them, but even so with the Malathon, it will affect the leaves, and when they eat it, they might die with a bit of luck.
That'd be good. Well, now that the cat's retired, I've got to rely on something else.
Well, I could bring my Arthur over if you like. He'd chase them.
I'll try the Malathon, Jude.
Okay. Thank you, Glenys, for the call. It's really glad and cheery to hear someone having a bit of a smile.
Oh, look, honestly, you've just got to, don't you?
You do.
Have to. Yep. Yeah. And you know, I feel like my problem's only minor. I've only got a grasshopper problem after all that rain. But, you've just got to deal with your problems that come up, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And your question about pruning, I'm glad you did ask that because, you know, you have to be very quick now to do it. So good luck with it, Glenys, and thank you for the call.
That's all right. I'll get out there and do that today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Bye.
Jenny from Fern Bay, and she's got a question about sweet peas.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, you know, amazing today. We're happy, we're at work. Yes. We've missed one or two, but we're happy today.
Yeah. I've got a couple of questions, actually.
Yes, please.
Look, I've got raised garden beds, so the rain's gone through them and everything. But my sweet peas, this is the first time I've tried to grow them, and something's eating them.
Already?
Yeah. They started eating them before the rain.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I suppose all the insects are hungry too. But, gee, that's a shame. So are they tall growing ones or are they the bijus, the small ones?
Oh, I don't know. I just stuck them in.
So, Jenny, are you clever? You've grown them from seed.
No.
Oh, you had little plants.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you been staking them at all?
I've got a thing that I can climb on the back of the fence, you know.
Right, okay, yep. Okay, yep. Look, we'll solve your problem first. What have you got at home in the cupboard? Have you got any pyrethrum or anything like that, an instant one?
Yeah, I've got a pyrethrum, yeah.
Okay, spray them with pyrethrum.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll eliminate the grubs or whatever are doing it.
Okay.
And the other thing I was going to talk about today, which will interest you, it is time now to tip prune to encourage sideways growth.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got anything left on there after they've been eaten, it's a good time to do that.
Okay.
And after you do that, please throw around a handful of lime to correct the soil's pH to alkaline.
Okay, lime. Okay.
Yeah, because I think at the moment, you know, the soil's going to be very depleted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, tip prune
them. I'll do that.
Tip prune them, spray first, tip prune them, and then hit them with a little bit of lime.
Yeah. No time span in any of those?
No. Well, you know, it's not raining today. You could do the whole lot in one day.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Now, our next question. I was at Fern Bay, so I'm on sand.
Yep.
Except for my garden beds, of course. And I've only got lawn left about 3 metres by 1.5 metre rectangle left, you know?
Right.
But it's covered in weeds.
Oh, right, okay. So are they little green tufts?
Oh, no, they're big. No, they're humongous clovers, but I know they're on a bulb at the bottom and, you know, there's a bit of onion weed in there and there's other sorts of things and
Well, you know, at the moment, you need a fine day to spray. I mean, a sunny day, because all the eliminators take about 6 hours to act.
Right.
Six hours of sunshine, which, you know, you have to get up early at the moment because, boy, it's dark about 5:30.
Don't get up early. No. But when's they supposed to be sunny?
Oh, there you go. So a good time to do it, definitely. So yeah. you just get a good herbicide or something that's designated for the lawn.
A what?
Something that's designated for the lawn. A proper lawn killer. Not a lawn killer, a weed killer. A weed killer.
Yeah, right, okay.
And, spray them on that nice sunny day, but you need about 6 hours of sun for them to work.
Okay, righto.
And you haven't mown, Jenny, have you?
No.
No, okay, no. That's a good time to do it. You've got growth on, so that will work.
Okay, righto. Okay. Now, I know you're not allowed to say names, but would I get it at that big place we have now, with starting with a B?
Well, you might. But Fern Bay, I'm trying to think. Have you got, you've got a nursery there, haven't you, somewhere there?
I can't find it.
Okay, rightio. Look, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And also too, you just go along the shelves and you'll see straight away there lawn for lawn pests, for lawn weeds.
And, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you mightn't. Well, anyway, I won't say too much, but let us know what happens, Jenny.
Yeah, okay, righto.
Okay.
Thanks very much for all that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay,
bye.
We've got Phil now from Bottles Bay and got a question about passion fruits.
Oh, Phil.
Hello there.
Hello. Passion fruit, a bit late in the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a passion fruit that's flowering a lot. And not producing any fruit whatsoever.
Right, okay. Has that been during this bad weather or...?
No, never. It's probably 2 years old.
Right.
It just flowers profusely and produces no fruit. All the flowers just drop off.
Okay, so have you tried sulfate of potash?
Yes.
You have, and that...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an amazing plant. It goes probably 15 metres, 18 metres long of trellis fence. I've got all trellis and everything. And it's just growing profusely, but it's just not putting nothing into passion fruit.
Right, okay. Well, they're not going to now, of course. We're heading up for winter.
Yeah, if it's still flowering.
And it's still flowering.
It's still flowering, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
the amount of flowers.
But you've used sulfate of potash, and that hasn't helped form fruit?
Yeah, nothing. No, nothing's working. You know, I've planted... I've got other fruit trees in the yard, and they're all sort of being pollinated and that. I'm getting oranges and lemons and sort of stuff like that, but nothing on the passion fruit.
Now, Phil, tell me, was that a graft of passion?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you know, generally they fruit very well.
Well, they also say you're supposed to grow two passion fruits. Do I plant another one? And hopefully they'll...
No, if it's a graft, you're right. But I'm wondering about the amount of growth you've got. All the effort's going into the growth, do you think?
Oh, well, it's just amazing the amount of growth. I'd probably prune it, I don't know, every fortnight because it's just spilling over into the neighbour's yard.
Oh, right, OK. Well, I think you might stop pruning now with the colder weather coming. It might like it.
Well, it doesn't work something. It's just a feature at the moment because it's just producing no fruit whatsoever.
Yeah, well, look, I think you've been doing everything right. It's in the sun, you've fed it, and you've got flowers coming. So I don't know what the problem is. Maybe, you know, I think, to be quite honest, Phil, I think everything's been a little skew-whiff this year. It's been a very up-and-down season, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't help you any more than that. I wish I could.
Okay. But what I do, if it doesn't flower next season, I'll pull it out and start again.
Well, you could.
it's just a beautiful, vibrant plant, you know, but it just won't fruit.
Maybe just plant another one in next to it and see what happens.
I may do that. Yeah, I may just get another one. Will I plant another grafted one or just grab a non-grafted one?
Look, either would do the job. You just probably need some cross-pollinating going on, I think, but it won't hurt to put a grafter one in, but, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, righto. Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome, Phil. Bye.
And we got a message a little bit earlier from Sue who says her clivias are infested with grubs and rotting leaves. That does not sound good at all.
Doesn't sound good, Greg.
She wants to know how could she save them.
Well, that's a nasty grub, and they're indicative only to clivias. And I had them on mine, you probably would remember, of course, last year we had quite a few calls about them, and they, when you turn the leaf over, there are hundreds of them on there. So that caller may have a real problem, and they go mushy from them stripping all the inside out of the leaves.
Rightio.
So all I beat mine with was pyrethrum. In an instant spray. I didn't even mix it up. And they fell off over and over and over again. And I kept spraying them. So our caller, what was our phone lady's name?
Sue.
Sue. So Sue, go out, get some pyrethrum and spray and spray, and you watch them drop off.
That's pretty good against most insects, isn't it?
Look, I find it is, Greg. Mm. You know, I mean, it's and it's very safe to use as well. But I was surprised because I was about to mix up a nasty last year. I was so demented about my clivias, particularly if they're the yellow ones. Now, we have no mention of colour there, but no. Mine were the yellow ones, and they're expensive to buy, the plants. So I was not going to have them eaten up. So good luck with that.
But depending on how bad they are, would you be better off even ripping them out and starting
again? No, because what happens, they're bulbous and they will have new leaves forming underneath.
Right.
But the problem is they flower in early spring. So, you know, it's time to clean them up.
Okay, so you could do a trim as well on them a bit, or?
Well, only where the mushy leaves are.
Yep.
Where the leaves have been eaten, yeah, get rid of them. And but, you know, it's a regular, a very regular search and seek mission, because right. You'll go out and you'll just see the brown tips on the end of the leaves, and you know, hello, there's the grub coming back. Yep.
So quick spray.
Quick spray.
Trim off all the rubbish.
Trim off all the rubbish, yep.
Right, Judy, you also want to talk about orchids today as well.
Yes, I thought we should today. Cymbidium orchids, mm-hmm. You know, they're the very lovely long leaf ones, not the little fancy ones everyone gives for gifts.
Yeah,
the Cymbidiums are more a breeder's orchid, but, you know, easy to grow. You can grow them in the garden mm-hmm. or inside, but at the moment they're all spiked up, we call it. Spiked up.
Right, spiked up, ready to go.
And they do these beautiful long spikes of flowers. And so, you know, considering how old your plant is, you get more and more spikes every year.
Oh yeah,
they're fabulous things. I don't know why they're not. I used to plant mine in the garden mm-hmm. at one stage and under trees, and they just go like a rocket. So, the Cymbidium orchids... it's best now to look out for buying them.
Right, yeah.
That was the big secret today, Greg. It's time to, you know, you'll find that they might be available in a lot of nurseries, and, you know, sometimes you even see them at the supermarket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Florists will have them. Yeah.
Even the spiky ones.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're not spiky to touch.
Oh, okay.
No. They just have what you call a tall spike.
Yep.
And they generally have a stake on them holding the flowers.
That makes more sense.
Yes, sorry.
That's all right. My imagination got carried away with me. We've got Beth from Balmoral, and she's got a question about, I imagine, using pyrethrum on clivias.
Hello, Beth. What can I help you with?
Hi, Judy. I listening to you earlier, and you mentioned about using pyrethrum. I just wasn't sure. You said you used it straight or something like that. I mean, I know you can buy it in a container already made up, or you can buy the packet where you dissolve, like do it, mix it yourself.
Yes.
So, what strength would you use the?
I just use the instant spray because they're my pet. Hate those grubs. And I have it handy in the garage, and I probably check mine about every week now because I got annihilated. But it is just the pressure pack one or the instant spray one.
Right, okay. So it's got a degree of dilution in it, but use that one so you don't have to worry about
that. That's exactly right, yeah. But make sure you check the back of the leaves. I find they're pretty cunning.
Oh, they're terrible. Terrible creatures.
They are. They really are. And, you know, I was very surprised when when I did a lot of research on them when they attacked me, I didn't realise that they only, that particular grub only gets on clivias.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, they, as you say, you find a clump of them and they get right down in the middle of the plant. Or you think you've got them, but they're still there.
Yeah. No, they're still there. Okay. So, no, definitely use the instant one or if you want to mix it up. But I just, I find it very handy just to reach for that and go out and give them hell.
All right. Thanks, Judy. Thank you for that.
And thank you. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Ray from Tea Gardens, and he's also got a question about clivias.
Hello, Ray. Have you got clivia problems too, or?
Yeah, I have, and I lost my yellow ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, what's happened is they all, as you said, they all just frizzled up and died. But I've noticed over the last month or so they're starting to sprout again.
Yes, they do, because they're bulbous. So
Should I spray them?
Well, not if there's no grubs on them. I haven't got any on at the moment. So, look, you might be pretty clear, but are you kind of giving them a little bit of fertiliser, Ray, you know, to stimulate a bit of growth?
I haven't touched them. I've just been looking at them and thinking, it's a miracle.
Well, you know a good product to have in the garage is Flourish for Flowering.
Right, okay.
Flourish for Flowering. And, you know, you can use that pretty regularly and they're going to flower early spring, so, you know, it might be a good time to start giving them a bit of a drink with the fertiliser.
Yeah, well, I've had a drink lately, but you'd certainly give them a feed.
Oh, yes, yeah, well, it's going to pass, Ray. It is definitely going to move along.
Okay. All right, Luke, thanks very much for that.
That's okay. Good luck with them. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question, 49216 216. We've got Kevin from Wallawong. He's got a question about citrus bugs.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well. You would have a sizeable garden at Wallawong, wouldn't you?
A waterlogged one at the moment, yeah. Very wet.
No, I had a friend with a garden up there and I remember the blocks and that are fairly big. You can have a beautiful garden at Wallawong.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we've got good blocks here that people like to come here.
Yeah. So, okay, citrus bugs.
Yeah, I've got rubber glen bugs on my citrus trees and they're covered with fruit. I'm wondering if there's something I can spray on them that still enables me to use the fruit but get rid of the bug.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, you've got a lot of fruit on there.
Yeah.
Okay. How long before picking?
Well, they're ripe now, sort of thing, this crop, and there's other buds coming now as well.
Okay. Yeah, look.
The lemons aren't quite ripe. They're just coming the nice colour now, but the mandarins, the rubber glen bugs must have been stinging them and they've got sort of green blotches on them and things like that.
Yeah, so it's only the leaf miner you're worried about, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I have a lime tree, a new one that I planted about 12 months ago, and I looked at mine, and it's covered in leaf miner. But my son pointed out to me, Simon, not Scott. Scott would have just drive past and let me. He wouldn't even tell me anything about it. But, no, so what happened, last year, Simon reminded me that the citrus bugs did not affect our fruiting.
Well, mine are going really dry. The mandarins are drying, and I thought I read something where the rubber glen bug can do that with what it injects into them or something.
Oh, yes, you could. But, you know, you'd have to use something like Confidor, and, you know, you'd have to have a good, you know, careful read of the instructions because will be a withhold on that product.
Yeah, right. But so white oil or anything like that's not going to suffice?
Look, no. I mean, if they're fruiting, just, you know, take a chance like I have.
Mm.
I haven't sprayed mine at all and they are, the dear little thing is covered in leaf miner. But they can survive it.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yep. Thanks, Judy.
Okay.
They haven't got the same flavour, but they're still eatable. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, they are. They are. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Kevin. We've got time for one more call. We've got Stuart from Abermain. He's got a question about dahlias.
Oh, dahlias. Hello, Stuart.
I'm thinking of the black dahlia.
How are you?
I'm very well. Very, very well. So your dahlias are at what stage? Did you lift them after they finish flowering?
That's the question. I have never, ever lifted the tubers.
Right.
And they keep coming back every year and putting on one hell of a show.
So why would you lift them?
That's why I'm asking the million-dollar question. Why do we lift them?
Well, look, I think sometimes if they are starting to outgrow the position they're in, or they're not, you know, the flowers start to get a little bit ordinary, that's why people lift them and split them.
Righto.
But you're getting a good show, so why worry?
Yeah, and fertilising, what would you recommend?
Oh, look, I always think a little bit of cow manure. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Cow manure.
Yeah, unless you get, you know, bulb food, bulb fertiliser, and then you apply that three times during the process.
Oh, I just normally buy a bottle of spray stuff, the seaweed stuff for the garden, and put it on the hose. And
you're having good results. I mean...
Oh. Very, very good, yeah.
Yeah, no, no, why change your system, you know? Keep it up.
Rightio, I don't have to dig them up, that's all I wanted
no,
to know.
No, no, definitely don't dig them up, no, if they're happy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks, Stuart, for the call.
I thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Stuart. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM and Judy Sharp. We are just about out of time for another week.
Oh, we've got so many things... We had a big list today.
We did.
Well, I thought it was going to be, you know, raining and nasty.
Well, we'll have to jump on these next week then.
Okay, we will.
I'm Judy Sharp. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.